broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Only 46 days, 1 hour, and 0 minutes until the Century Tournament of Champions, and I hope you'll be there. So nice to see you at the Century Tournament of Champions. And just a few more days longer to the Sony Open in Hawaii, and Ray Stosic, Executive Director of Sony Open Hawaii, is going to be on the show with us this morning. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel Contributor, LPGA Excellence Award recipient. You know, he's an award-winning author, writer, and he follows the LPGA. Ken Barley, something for Christmas you might think about, for the holidays, I should say. Owner of Photo Ball Marker. Really cool gift idea. Speaking of gifts, you might want to give that person who just loves shoes, in particular their golf shoes, which you don't necessarily have to wear on the golf course. Evelyn Lowers, Managing Director, North America, Duca del Cosma, is going to be on the show. And wrapping it up with us, Kevin Norby, golf course architect, member, of course, of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. He'll be in the house. So what's the weather going to be like? Well, it's going to be mostly cloudy, numerous showers in the morning, locally heavy rainfalls possible, showers becoming scattered in the afternoon. That's mainly windward. On the leeward side, maybe a fewer showers, but the high today 84 still. Trades increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Yay. On the Big Island, mostly cloudy with numerous showers, locally heavy rainfall is possible. Leeward side, Kona side, it's going to be mostly sunny, but increasing clouds this afternoon and a little bit of rain there too. So if you'd like to get out early and play a round of golf at Volcano, there's a 920, by the way, it's 58 degrees at Volcano. Makalei's upcountry too, there's a 9 o'clock and a 10:10. The Kauai Revelers are going out at Poipu Bay, 9:30, 10:20, 11:20. Those tee times are open, and we're giving away two rounds of golf to Poipu Bay. Yes, for the holidays, yay. Okay, Turtle Bay on Oahu, there's a 10 o'clock and 11:30. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:20, a 10:48. Eva Beach, 8:56, 10:10. Makaha East, 9:27. On Maui, it's really busy. There's only a 110 on the Emerald. The Blue Course, there's an 1140 and an 1150, and then it's open. And the Shane Victorino tournament is today on the Gold Course, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, we're coming back with Ray Stosic next. My name is Danielle Tucker. Yes, this is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Powers Superstore, next to the Costco gas station. We got merchandise busting at the seams. Honda blowers, weed whackers, generators, steel, Maruyama. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Cypac Cybersecurity, Hawaii's experts in cybercrime, ransom, and security. Keep your company safe. Call Cypac. Call Cypac. Cross Country Mortgage. Go see the experts and get your money ready to buy the home you want. Here's Danielle Tucker.
Ray Stosic, President, 141 Premier Sports and Sony Open in Hawaii Tournament Director. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. Excited to be here today.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, I feel like we're coming out of, we all pulled it together. We managed to make it happen. But now that it's more like a party. You know, the Sony Open in Hawaii, and it's going to be a party. Is this the 25th anniversary of Sony sponsoring the Sony Open?
25th anniversary, and it's an exciting time, not only for our title sponsor, but just for the public in general. With the pandemic the last couple of years, it's been pretty sparse about people just not being comfortable to come out. But our pre-sales have been off the charts, and both with Pro-Am sales and just with hospitality opportunities. And Sony, in the 25th year, this is usually by now we would know who the entertainment is for the awards dinner on Thursday evening at the convention center, which we are still selling tables to. But first time in 25 years, they're keeping it a secret until the actual night of the concert. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Wow. Wow, makes me think it may be somebody really, really, really big.
That's what we're hoping.
Yes, exactly. So Sony Open in Hawaii is January 9th through the 15th, 2023, at the, of course, beautiful Wailai Country Club. You're celebrating this with, of course, a full, everything is happening for the return of spectators and events. What about bringing stuff? Do we have to wear, first of all, do we have to wear masks? Is that all gone, done with? And can we bring things with us?
Masks are gone, hopefully forever. As far as what the PGA Tour requires or has prohibited items, if anyone is coming to the tournament, if they go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com, it lists all the prohibited items. And if you are bringing something small, they always like to, if you could bring something in a clear bag, then security doesn't have to look into them. You don't have to stand in lines as long, and you can just, they can see whatever you're bringing.
Now, that's a really good idea. I have just the bag.
All right.
Completely see-through. All right, so the tickets are on sale. The daily ticket is $30, but there's also a really good deal. There's the week-long badge for $90. Do we also go to Sony Open in Hawaii for these tickets?
Yes, and so we also will be selling on site, but if you want to get them ahead of time, yes, you can go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com, and that's available. Also, our Sweet 16 Chalet, which is the cuisine by G Lion Hawaii. They have a number of brands in the island. High Steakhouse will be one of them, serving food at the 16th, the signature hole at Wailai Country Club also is available.
That's really a comfortable spot. It's very nice,
yes,
because you can go out, you know, check out the action, then you can come back in, have something to drink, a little something to eat, and then go back out again. It makes you feel really comfortable. You still need volunteers. Many have signed up, but we still need volunteers for this 2023 Sony Open.
We do. And so there again, we have all different kind of areas open: admissions, gallery, control, shot link. Shot link is inside the ropes, so you won't be, it's a job where it's kind of unique, where you're actually in the inside the ropes with the players. We have a transportation department where we have courtesy vans from Surfco where they actually pick up the players at their hotels in Waikiki. So that's the one that's close to the pros and their family. So there's a number of areas that we still need help with, and please consider, and you can go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com for that information also.
Ray Stosic, do I have to be a geek to be able to do the shot link thing?
You do not. And it's simplified over the years. And so it's they have devices where you just point to a given area where the shot's coming in. And this is just to gather information about shots to the hole and what the yardage is and what have you. And for the first time ever, they're using TrackMan on all 18 holes. So for those of you that don't have a chance to come to the tournament, if you're watching the Sony Open on Golf Channel this year, every shot on all 18 holes will be followed by the TrackMan, and that's kind of cool.
That is cool. That's very cool. Gosh, wow, we've come a long way with technology making it even more easy to follow the action, because, you know, you wonder how they get there and how they're going to get out of there, and you don't even know where is. These are long days for people who volunteer. They're working. What time does this start? What time do you expect people to show up?
Well, we actually have shifts, Danielle. So there's a morning shift, an afternoon shift.
Oh.
Unless somebody wanted to work the whole day, but basically we start at, especially during the Pro-Am days, we start at dawn and go to dusk. So around 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. But like I said, there's, if you're willing to give some time, if you let us know, and I think I mention this every year, Danielle, but the Sony Open is one of the only tournaments in the country where you don't have to purchase your uniform. We just are thankful that you're giving time and helping us raise at least $1.2 million for local charities. So our volunteer uniforms are actually complimentary.
Isn't that great? So you get the uniform, the cap, the visor, and you also feed them.
Yes, we do. I should have known. Maybe more important than the others. Yes, we do feed you. We have a number of local restaurants that provide meals, and we bring it right to your workstation. So, pretty good deal.
That is a good deal. That is a good deal. Now, I'm fascinated by the Pro-Am. Traditionally, in years past, was always something where, you know, three people get to play with one of the professionals who is going to be playing in the Sony Open in Hawaii. Usually it's on a Wednesday, if I remember correctly, because the tournament starts on Thursday. Maybe it was also on a Tuesday. But regardless, it's not just one Pro-Am anymore. There's the official Pro-Am, the Monday Pro-Am, and there's even a an away game.
Yeah, very well said. Yes, for the first time ever, well, I mentioned to start the show that the excitement and has been off the charts. So we've sold out our two Pro-Ams at Wailea Country Club this year.
Wow.
And we've added a third one at a semi-private course, Hawakale, the Ernie Els design course. There might be people that have never had a chance to play it, but we will have a Wednesday satellite Pro-Am, four players with a pro, and the cost is $4,500. We have some of the most famous chefs in Hawaii have food courts out there on the golf course, lots of gifts and prizes, and then an awards dinner afterwards. So Hawakale Wednesday on the 11th, that's another opportunity. There again, you can go back to SonyOpenInHawaii.com if you have interest in that Pro-Am.
Excellent, excellent. So you don't have to have a team. You know, if you're an individual and you just want to do this, you can do that.
Yes.
And each Pro-Am package features the day of golf. Each team includes the four amateurs and one PGA Tour Pro. And in addition to the competition and the contacts that you'll make, there's the tea gift package, the sponsor badge, good for all week, and the Pro-Am Awards reception after the golf, plus daily admission tickets to Sony Open. That's a really good deal. And you got all those things, and of course you got bragging rights too, hopefully.
That's correct. You know, when we were doing the satellite in previous years, our local chefs, Roy and Alan and them, when we would talk to some of the people after they come off the course or the next day, and we'd say, well, how was your experience? They said, oh, man, the food was excellent. So I thought they were going to be talking about their golf shots.
And
so, I mean, there's something for everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. And there's a special, you know, if you know somebody really friendly, you know, fun, friendly faces at the front. You have the admissions and will call volunteer committee, right? Are you still need people in that department?
We sure do. Yes.
Okay. All of this is available. Sony Open in Hawaii. You can find out about the satellite Pro-Am at Hawakale. Beautiful golf course. You'll want to play there. And again, I can't emphasize enough what a day of golf does for making friends. Friendships are tied up after a round of golf. I thank you very much. Did we cover everything you wanted to cover, Ray?
Oh, we did, Danielle, and I just want to thank you personally for being so supportive of Friends of Hawaii Charities. We're over $23 million in giving back to the less fortunate in Hawaii, and you're a big part of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, they're still doing that doubling of whatever's raised?
You know what? They have for 18 years now. We have a new partner that we'll be announcing this January.
Oh.
The Hawaii Community Foundation is becoming our new charitable partner moving forward. And so there'll be a lot of information about our new partner at the tournament in January. But we're excited to have them.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Okay. Kudos, Hawaii Community Foundation. Thanks so much. And I look forward to hearing more about it. And Ray Stosik, Tournament Director, Sony Open in Hawaii. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back, of course. This is a very big weekend. Allison Corpus is doing very nicely. It's the LPGA finale. This is it. This is like the Tour Championship, the CMA Group Tour Championship. Thank you to the sponsor. And boy, the money is just rolling on the LPGA. Big news in that department. Player of the Year is up. And, you know, Lydia Ko. It sure looks like she could very well have it. I don't want to say 5-stroke lead. That was after yesterday. We'll be back. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America, Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient. And if you want to check out a great series of books, author on with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, Vision 54. I call it the trilogy because there are three books, but it includes one of the best. It received many accolades. Play Your Best Golf Now. We'll be back after this with Ron Cyrak. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwale. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
I mentioned at the open of the store, the show, we opened the store, yeah. Okay, oh, by the way, yeah, there's a merchandise show, store here on, you know, Danielle, wake up. This is right here at RadioGolfClub.com. If you're looking for some, a great Christmas idea, just go to RadioGolfClub.com. I'm going to do it right now, RadioGolfClub, .com. And then you go in and it'll say merchandise. Right at the top, and merchandise, and you go there, and then there's this great store that was made for us, really great guys who did this, and inside there's men's, women's, layers, bags, carriers, backpacks, you name it. There's coolers, there's all kinds of fun stuff. Speaking of fun stuff, we're giving away two rounds at Poipu Bay. All you have to be is the ninth caller at 808-545-1111.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker.
I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know he was dreaming, right? All right, Ron Czyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism recipient, LPGA's Media Excellence Award, and as I mentioned, author of the Vision 54 trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nelson, including Play Your Best Golf Now. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Looks like it's going to be a pretty exciting finish to the LPGA season this weekend.
It most certainly does. So, you know, it's not no one's teed off yet. At 12:50 Eastern is when they'll be teeing off, which is really soon. Lydia Ko, after yesterday's round, a 5-stroke lead. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, she's got a 5-stroke lead over Hoojoo Kim, who's second to her in the race for the Bear Trophy for lowest scoring average. All Hoojoo would have to do on the weekend is pick up 40 strokes on Lydia to beat her. So I think we can safely say Lydia's got the Bear Trophy locked up, and she's looking pretty good for Player of the Year because right now she's 8 shots ahead of Minji Lee, who is in second place behind her in Player of the Year voting. So I'm in Player of the Year points. So I'm thinking Lydia's going to walk away this weekend with the Bear Trophy, with the Player of the Year, and if she wins the tournament, those three things would give her 3 Hall of Fame points, and that would give her 25 of the 27 she needs to qualify.
Wow.
At the age of 25, that's pretty impressive.
Is that the youngest ever, if she were to qualify, to qualify?
Indy Park was about the same age. I'm not exactly sure. I think Indy was 25 when she qualified, and she was the youngest so far. But it's when you consider that Lydia has sort of been in a slump for about 5 years. I mean, the season she's having right now is her best year since 2016. It's remarkable, I think it's possible that her next 5 years could be as good as her first 5 years, which would, you know, really put her up into that upper echelon of players all time on the LPGA.
Yeah, it's not like she's in her 30s. She's still
right.
In her 20s. Young and ready. Now, I understand that she's planning to get married.
One of the things that has been, I think, a real reason for this comeback that she's having is that she has really gotten comfortable with her life beyond golf. And, she said a long time ago that she might retire when she's 30 years old because she was so young. I mean, she was 16 when she joined the LPGA. She said way back when that she might retire when she's 30 years old because there's other things that she wants to do in her life. And I think we're seeing two things here. One, she is more developing her life off the golf course. And two, she's going back to playing the way she did when she first came on tour, which is playing like a kid. She's just playing with a lot of joy and enthusiasm and not overthinking it anymore.
Yes, and I love how you just kind of didn't address my question. We don't know the answer to that question. Is she or isn't she?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, right. What you talked about just now about she addressed that in an interesting news conference. She said she's playing freely now and stress-free, not trying to control the ball, not being tentative. And if I miss it, hey, that's what happens sometimes, you know. So she's really allowing herself to be the ball. I mean, that sounds crazy, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, you know, her natural game was always left to right, and then she decided she wanted to hit it right to left because she wanted to get longer, and she ended up hitting it not all that much longer, but hitting it much more crooked. And now she's just gone back to being who she was, going back to her kid swing. And, you know, you look at these first two rounds at the CME Group Tour Championship, she's hit 27 of 28 fairways.
Wow.
That, those are very un-Lydia-like numbers off the tee. So I think that going back to that joyfulness, and that's always what I, part of what I really loved about the way she plays the game is, you never see her unhappy on the golf course. You know, she just, she smiles. She knows that bad shots happen. So she doesn't let the adversity that comes her way get her down. And I think that's helped her persevere through this last 4 or 5 years of what in her world is a slump. In most LPGA players' worlds, it's not a slump. She still won a few tournaments over the last few years, but certainly not played with that same dominance that she did from the age of 16 to 21, 22.
Well, exactly. And even when she was 14, in my mind's eye, I saw, you know, she had this happy-go-lucky kind of walk as she went down the fairways, you know, and just so comfortable. And she said in the struggle that she's gone through in the past turned her into a tentative, controlling player. I think that's really important for all of us to think about when we're on the golf course and not having the best game. You know, let it go. I mean, it's really hard to say that. You want to be excellent, but some days you just aren't. You've got to play the game you've got on that day.
Yeah, when Lydia first came out there, her attitude, which was a great attitude, was that, you know, a bad golf shot's not the worst thing that's ever going to happen to you in your life. So just move on. And she played with that sort of mindset out there, that all I'm doing is playing golf. And if I hit a bad shot, if I shoot a bad score, if I have a bad tournament, it's not the end of the world. But then I think after she had so much success, it's such an early age. I mean, she had 14 wins by 2016, you know, she had so much success at such a young age that burden of expectation grew on her. And now I think she's learned how to deal with that burden. And she found out the way to deal with that burden, go back to the original mindset. It's no big deal. I'm just playing golf.
I'm just playing golf. For heaven's sakes, it's a sport. Yeah, I know. There's a lot riding on it inside. Also, we've got Hoju Kim, Nasa Hataoka, Anna Nordqvist, Nelly Korda, Gemma Dryberg. They're all chasing, if you will. Yeah, with that five-stroke lead, I it kind of makes as a lot of furlongs to be ahead of everybody else. But the one name that comes, you know, kind of popped out to me in that group of five, Hyuju Kim, Nasa Hataoka, Nelly Korda, Gemma Dryberg, and Anna Nordqvist. Now, Anna Nordqvist has been playing golf for a very long time. She must be in her 30s.
I think she's 34, yeah. You know, she was quite young when she won her first major, the KPMG Women's PGA, was the LPGA Championship then. But, you know, Anna's one of those players who plays her best in the biggest tournaments, you know, and I think she likes the titles. I think she also likes the paychecks, you know. There's a $2 million that, $2 million at the finish line for this tournament, the biggest check in women's golf. So that always seems to get her attention. It's going to be interesting to see when she tees off what she does. I know that Brooke Henderson, who's gone off early, is now 5-under through 12 holes today, and she's moved within 6 strokes of the lead. So the fact that she's 5-under through 12 might mean that there's some birdies out there in the golf course, and we might see Anna make a move, and it looks like it's going to be one of those days where Lydia is going to have to go into the 60s again. She shot 65, 66 the first two rounds. Going to have to go into her 60s because to keep from losing ground, because other players are making up strokes out there.
Absolutely. Two long days ahead. I just wanted to also point out that, of course, Hawaii's Allison Korpuz is in the field. And when I first looked at it this morning, she was tied for, I'm not sure what, I think I wrote it down somewhere. Bottom line is she was tied for like 12 at two under. And, you know, 12 people were in the same position going in. So things are pretty tight. And she's doing okay. She's playing right now, and she's doing all right. Alexa?
She's even through nine holes today. And even through nine today, she's lost ground. She's fallen down to tied for 30 seconds. Because, as I said, it looks like it's going to be a scoring day there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just glad she's there. You know, being in the mix and fine. This is a whole new layer of the game that she's going into now, where she's one of the elite. That's a new challenge to feel like, okay, I'm now up against the top players, period. It's a tour championship. Doesn't that add something?
Yeah, when you make it into this field, you're one of the top 60 players on the LPGA, and this is a $7 million purse. So she's not going to get that $2 million first place check, but she's going to get a nice little going away present for the end of the season here. Because $7 million overall person, if she finishes in the top 30, top 20, it'll be a nice check. And it's also going to be a good way for her to springboard into the 2023 season. You know, if she's going to go in with a lot of confidence, and she's going to go in with that feeling that she belongs out here, that she can compete with the best players in women's golf.
That's wonderful. And speaking of the 2023 season, it's the same prize money at Tiburon for this tour championship, but for the whole season, more than $100 million in prize money in a schedule of 33 tournaments, $100 million. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a big increase over, you know, it's a $10 million increase over this year's purse. And it's more than double what it was a decade ago. So it just shows that the LPGA is trending in the right direction. And in addition to 2023 is going to be a fascinating season, because in addition to those 33 official events, we're also going to have both the International Crown, a team event involving eight countries from around the world, and the Solheim Cup, which is going to be in Spain. So it's going to be an exciting season with 33 official events and those two special events.
Yeah, and the LPGA in Spain and then the Ryder Cup in Italy. Is this the first to have both of those events played on in Europe?
Certainly. I mean, the LPGA's played the Solheim Cup in Sweden twice, and it's played it in Germany once. But they have both of those events. First off, both the Ryder Cup and the Solheim are going to be in the same season this year because of the COVID impact on the schedule. And then we're going to have Solheim Cups in back-to-back years in 23 and then 24. And then the Solheim will go back to even year schedules, given the Ryder Cup the odd year schedules, so that they aren't in the same season.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of wonderful. I'm looking forward to watching whenever it's far, far away and just seeing the crowds. I believe on the schedule it's two events in China. Given how they are not opening up their country yet and there's so many lockdowns still in China, it seems like it's a toss-up about whether or not those two will be played.
Yeah, I mean, we started out the 2022 season with two events in China on the schedule, and they were both canceled because of COVID. I think that they're on the schedule with hope in their heart, you know.
Yes.
But the fact is, you know, they want to have the tournaments. The sponsors are committed to the tournaments. The associations are committed to the tournaments. It's all a question of what the COVID situation is going to be like for travel. So they're on the schedule, and then we just hold our breath and hope they have
them. Yeah. So 1.5 million for all the every tournament except for four. That's really something. I'm just really thrilled. The LPGA Commissioner, Molly Marcoux-Simon, the LPGA Tour has never had better or more committed partners who see the commercial value in investing in women's sports and who understand how their partnerships elevate women and girls on and off the course. She's doing a good job. What do you think?
She said a great thing in her talk, too, where she said that number 100 on the money list this year has made $167,000 and probably had travel expenses about $120,000, $130,000. So number 100 on the list is walking away with $20,000, $30,000 in her pocket, which is not acceptable.
No.
And part of her goal is while the top of the pyramid is making progress, she wants number 100 and the 100th best women golfer in the world should be able to make a livable wage out there.
Yes.
And that's her goal right now. Figure out how to, and that's part of my problem with, I look on the men's side and people are talking about whether the whole LIV Golf thing will come to the women's side. LIV Golf only has 48 players in there. That doesn't help number 100 in the world at all. So I think Molly is really committed to wanting to bring money, not just to the top players, but all the way down. And that's what's going to encourage the growth of the game. You know, when you can come out there and be somebody like an Alison Corpuz, who's not one of the top players in the world, but you can make enough money to survive out there so that you can work your way into that upper echelon of players.
Excellent. Very well said. Ron Czyrak, always a pleasure talking with you. Ron Czyrak is an award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient. Thank you so much again for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Aloha. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Excellent. All right, we're going to come back. I think we've got Ken Varley in the house. And Ken Varley is photo ball marker. And Ken Varley surprised me with, I sent him one photo, and I've got photo ball markers. And you, by the way, it comes with necklaces, so you can attach your photo on your photo ball marker onto your necklace and wear that around your neck. It's not something that just comes out when you're playing the game. All kinds of good stuff. And then there's the magnetic ball marker that you can put on your hat. And there's also a tee repair tool that you can put your... And there, why am I talking about this before he's in the room with us? he's in the lounge. We're going to come back with Ken Varley, photo ball marker, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
All right, Derek, congratulations. You have won two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, which is really, really cool. You know, the revelers are out there. Today, I love the group names. People have, you know, named their group of people going out. It's so much fun. This, you know, sometimes you can tell a person, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink and all that good stuff. Bryson DeChambeau has decided bulking up was not good for him. It has led to injury and making him feel weird. That's weird, okay? So he has changed his diet. He's got a chef, and he's lost 20 pounds in a month. Now, he's happy that he's looking 20 again and not 35, says Bryson. And is he really 35 already? And there were the huge mood swings. Yo, people, losing 20 pounds in a month is not good for you. So stop it with these weird things, gaining weight, losing weight. Thank you.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Thank you very much. That's how I often feel, just not even on the golf course. Where is my brain? Ken Barley, photoball marker, welcome into the clubhouse, sir.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really, really good. And
all right. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Your photo ball markers are awesome.
How was the Friday package opening party? That's what
Friday,
I want to know.
It's like, I'm like, oh, they come in all these little apps. What's it like packaging these photo ball markers? Okay, so they come inside. See, this one has my logo. Danielle Tucker's Golf Club, and the is in the little flag there. A radio show, isn't that? Each one of these photo ball markers is packaged with a nice little, what is that material that you use to wrap it so it doesn't get hurt in transit? And then it's put inside a very, very small, and it's also perfectly wrapped. And then all you have to do is put it in a little box, like a jewelry box. Wouldn't that be cool? And then you wrap that in, there's your present. And what do you think? And I love,
You sent us a picture of your grandson.
Yes.
When he was at Stevens Point.
Yes.
In Century World. And that's when we had the most fun with, because we made a couple of nice shots for you, but then we had to make the hamburger he was eating.
I know.
So that one's for him. He can have the only hamburger holding by his hands ball marker on the planet. So.
Yeah, what Ken is saying is the whole photo showed this smiling kid, big, big smile. He doesn't ever smile like that for me in the camera. He had this huge, huge smile, and in his hand is this gigantic, really, it was huge, burger from Father Fats in Stevens Point. And so now I have a ball marker with shows the hands and the burger. There's also a ball marker that has his smiling face, and there's also a ball marker that has the entire photo. This is amazing. This is Ken Barley. So how do people build? There's a poker chip size. It's slightly...
We have two different sizes. We have a regular size ball marker, which is your normal quarter size, and then we have a jumbo ball marker, which is poker size, which is slightly over 1.5 inches. And then what we do is, you just on the website, you just go to photoballmarker.com. That's all you need to enter. And then there's different ordering forms. Like, we have a 5-photo set, a 3-photo set, and we got a 3-jumbo set and jumbo ball markers individually. So there's different ordering pages, but they all work fundamentally the same. You just go to the page, upload your photos, crop them to the size you want, and basically put in your address and your promo code.
And so your promo.
So what we did for excuse me.
Promo code. I want everybody to listen to it. Promo code. Okay, ready?
Golf Club. Promo code Golf Club. And what that's going to do is that's going to take $8 off of any of the order pages.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much. And in addition to, let's say you think, well, you know, a ball mark isn't going to be enough. Well, you can add a hat clip or a divot tool or a heart necklace or the brooch or the keychain or a circle necklace or brooch or keychain. All of these things, right?
Right. Those are pretty nice. We really like we got a heart, a golf club necklace too, that corded one that we sent you.
Yes.
Which is one of the options. And that one's that's a really nice necklace because it's sort of short in length and that cord is pretty heavy. So for those that can hit a golf ball, you know, that they can use that.
Plus it's like a little choker, you know, it shows off right there. Okay.
Right.
And you don't have to be playing golf to show off your photo ball marker, right? That's what I think is cool.
Right, yeah, that's right, because the keychains are really nice, too, for that. They're interchangeable, so once you have the accessory, then you just pop out your ball markers and you know, put in the new ones.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I have all these ball markers, and I'm just thrilled. I love this divot repair tool. It's very elegant, you know. It is right. It's very elegant, and it's lovely. And then there's the hat clip, and everything will stay on because this magnetic is very strong. It's nice, awesome. Let me see. Now $8 off. Photo ball marker, so you go golf club when you order it. Photoballmarker.com is where you go, and then you know, have your pictures ready. Then you upload them.
Like you can click on the three photo set after you go there, and then there'll be a place there to load three photos. And basically, you just load one up by browsing for your pictures, and then you just edit them, and then you can actually crop them right there. And then after that, you just do each of those, and then you click the accessory you want. And then at the bottom, there's a place for, it's all on one page, which is really nice. There's a place to fill in your name and your email address. And then down at the very bottom, it says gift or promo code. And then you write golf club in that spot and order now.
Awesome.
And that's pretty much simple as it is. It takes us about 2 days to make them. And then we send them out your way. So usually it's just under a week now to get them, probably all together.
Came fast.
And they make terrific Christmas presents, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but we've also had tournaments. We've had more and more have tournaments who have made their own, like sort of like what we did with your TGS golf guy.
Yeah.
Tournaments will sort of design their own ball marker for their tournament. And some golfers have done that too, just sort of making their own personalized golf ball marker. And so then it makes a pretty good turn. A tee prize is what it really makes. It makes nice for, because they get this special ball marker. And then a lot of times, if we work the tournaments, we'll also, you know, comp a few along the way. So that's pretty nice.
It is. And speaking of tournaments, your wife, Char.
That's the good golfer.
The good golfer in the family. I love how Ken calls himself the bogey golfer.
Well, I'm the bogey golfer. She's the good golfer.
I'm so impressed. She is still working on qualifying for the USGA Senior Women's Amateur.
Each year we've gone and then to play the qualifier. And this past year we went to Colorado, and that was amazing. Colorado people are just, the Colorado Golf Association is as nice as they come. And we visit from Oregon, but they've got to know us a little bit because we've gone there a few times. But in 2019, she qualified to play in the USGA Senior Amateur Championship for the second time she's made it. But what was cool about that is her friend Anita also qualified. And so we were having these two players, both from our little Pine Ridge golf course in Springfield, Oregon, you know, qualifying, playing in a USGA championship, and the local newspaper did an article on him and everything. That was great fun.
Yeah, and she's won the club championship at Pine Ridge Golf Course 11 times.
Yeah. She passed up her friend Jane now, so she's pretty happy about that. So.
And all the other women are going, would you just retire?
No, not really. They treat her pretty nice.
Of course they do.
She pays them a lot of quarters along the way.
So. Ken Varley, photo ball marker. Go to Photo Ball Marker, and you'll get some wonderful holiday gifts, Christmas gifts. This is great. And there's a promo code, Golf Club, will get you $8 off your order. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, Ken. Thank you for being the Photo Ball Marker guy. Beautiful.
One more I want to mention my son Kyle just actually got back from Kanapali in Maui.
Oh!
So we question his wisdom of coming here back to Oregon where it's 36 degrees, leaving Hawaii where it's probably 76 degrees. But he did it for Thanksgiving, so. But he had a wonderful time visiting there.
He's a good boy.
He's a good kid for sure. So,
thanks for being
here. Wisdom about leaving Hawaii vacation to come home here, though, is questionable. All right.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Aloha. Another possible something for Christmas for yourself, maybe. You know, maybe you check out Duca del Cosma. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
All right, yeah, here, I want you to see this. Nani's here, she's my producer on the air. What do you think about those, Nani?
Aren't they awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
They feel so good, and they're fired in a kiln. He does a really, really good job. It's Photo Ball Marker, okay? It's for the holidays. You get $8 off your order. It's fantastic. And no, I'm not gonna get any money out of this, so. I just want you to have a good time. We'll be back with Evelyn Lowers, Managing Director, North America, Duca del Cosma, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Evelyn Lowers, Managing Director, North America, Duca del Cosma. This is handcrafted in Europe, Italian design. It's on and off footwear, okay? Welcome into the clubhouse, Evelyn.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Am I pronouncing your first name right?
Yeah, I go with Evelyn here in America, and Dutch is AP, but it's all okay.
And how does it, how would you pronounce it in Europe?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's beautiful. But I'll go with Evelyn since we're right here, right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So, Duca del Cosma. I feel like it's the Duke of the Cosmos or something. I'm not sure. What is the? What is that word? What is that? It's so romantic and beautiful. What does Duca del Cosma mean?
You're quite right. It's Italian for Duke of Cosma. So, Cosma is a traditional Phoenician name. So, yeah, it's Duke of Cosma, so you were totally right.
Wow. I had no idea. And where did it come from? Who decided to name the shoe company Duca del Cosma?
So, the company is founded by Baldovino Mattiasso, an Italian guy. He founded the company back in 2004. He's from Italy, and he wanted some fresh air on the golf course to get away with his wife, Anja. And that's why they founded the company Duca del Cosma, a sophisticated and fashionably touch on the golf course.
Yeah, well, it's sophisticated. They're beautiful shoes. Where can we
it's
see?
Different.
It's DucaDelCosma.us. 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 Go there and check out these shoes. Men, women, they're beautiful. And I have a pair. So I know the feel of these shoes. It's like you put them on, you don't want to take them off. They're absolutely gorgeous. Who is Baldo? Who is Baldovino Mattiasso?
So he's still the designer of the company. So he's still based in his Phoenician design studio. But in 2016, Frank van Wevel bought the company, and he moved the whole company to the Netherlands. So we're based near Amsterdam. And we have an office in the UK, an office in South Africa. And since 2020, we have an office here in North Palm Beach in Florida, too.
Wow. You're in over 40 countries now.
Yes. Yeah. So we're quite new in the States still, because we're only here since 2020. But yeah, we're already existing since 2004 in more than 40 countries. So yeah, quite a track record so far.
It's wonderful. Now tell me about how these shoes are put together.
So we produce everything in Europe. So all the leathers, most of the shoes are made from leather, are made with the best Italian tannery. And then we ship all the products to Portugal, where we use small family-owned factories. Who all handcrafted the shoes from there. Some of the shoes are made of like 100 pieces. It's all handcrafted. And then we ship everything to the U.S. We have a warehouse in Atlanta.
Wow. So these are all handmade or handcrafted?
All handmade. Handcrafted.
Wow. Wow. And your focus has been on women. What are your best... your best sellers? I need to go to Duca del Cosma right now.
So the Balletta is really popular here in the U.S. It's a white shoe with a changeable kilty. The white kilty always comes with the Balletta, and then you can choose a range of kilties in different colors. We have a zebra print. We also have an orange one. And you can mix and match. So you can take it off, but you can also make it a little bit more crazy by adding a zebra collar kilty on the shoe. And then we have the Queen's Cup, that's a popular, little bit lower price point shoe, and we have it in six colors available. And we have some ladies in the U.S. who love it and buy it in every color because it makes and matches their outfit.
Isn't that wonderful? Shoes.
Yeah, and
I'm not joking about when I put them on, I didn't want to take them off. There's something, they wrap themselves around you. That comes from the handcrafting, I think.
Yes, and in Europe, we're known for walking 18 holes instead of driving 18 holes. And Franklin Wiesel is a former owner of High Tech, and that's a walking shoe. And he's known for his walking shoe. So it's so important that your golf shoe gives you the support and comfort for walking the 18 holes. Yeah, so we use like high quality materials to give you that support during the walking.
Yeah, the women's Siren Black golf shoe is, when you look at it on the side, you can see how your foot will just fit in here somehow. You really need to check this out, because this is Evelyn Lowers. She is the Managing Director North America of Duca del Cosma, only in the States since 2020. So if you haven't heard about them, that's probably why. I understand Golf Digest was quite taken by your footwear.
We're in the best golf shoes this year again for the third year now, I guess. And this year the Wildcat one for the ladies. So that's a really nice red, comfy, more sporty looking shoe. It's my favorite of the collection. And it's made of vegan leather, so it's made out of apple, like the fruit apple. And then for the guys, we have the Churchill and the Regent that won the best golf shoe this year.
I'm kind of taken by the Queen's Cup. That's a very nice looking shoe too. But would you say again, this is a vegan leather that was used for which model of the shoe?
The Wildcat.
Okay.
It's a red. We have it in red and white, and the red one was made of apple.
Apple.
Yeah.
But it's sturdy.
Yeah, it's a great waterproof style. It's awesome. It's comfy. It's my favorite.
Wow, I had no idea that we could have vegan leather. You know, that's an eye opener. Really good to know. And also, you know, I was going to say, you know, can I get this at Roger Dunn?
Yes, you can. Yeah, we have a small collection over there. Yeah. They've been a great partner for us, so yeah.
All right.
Please have a look if you're around.
So a big shout out to Roger Dunn's on Oahu for having Duca del Cosma in store. I love their shoes.
And you had the King Cheetah, right? You tried the King Cheetah on.
Yes. Well, yes, I have the shoe in my in my closet. It's wonderful. I'm my feet want to be comfortable, and these make me happy. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to, you know, when did you bring the men's line, or was the women's line first, or the men's line first, or did it come out together?
No, it came out together. So that's just why we're a bit different than our competitors, I guess. So it's 50-50 for us. We focus especially on the ladies because we think there's more for us. And most of the other competitors just create like a white golf shoe, add something and call the lady shoe.
Right.
And that's why we focus on the ladies side. But it's we have a beautiful men's collection too. So yeah, especially for the men too. Like, have a look. They're amazing shoes, but they're not like white and black. They're all really nice colors, blue, orange, green. It's a great collection for men too.
It is a great collection. And I've got to tell you, there's a Black Friday sale going on. So
Yes. There's
a, you know, really cool specials. The men's El Dorado Black Cognac Golf Shoe, the Golf Monthly Editor's Choice from 2020 is in here. Beautiful discounts. I mean, you know, check it out right away. It's DucaDelCosma.us. They've got their Black Friday sale on now. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, Evelyn.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Aloha. And we're going to come back with a young man. He's going to probably laugh at me. He's on hold right now. He's a young man, and he's won two awards, the 2022 Environmental Excellence Awards. He's a golf course architect. Environmental Excellence. Yes. and two of them out of the five awarded. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Yeah. Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Kevin Norby, golf course architect, owner of Norby Golf Course Design. He's a member of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, ASGCA 2022 Environmental Excellence Award honoree, and a member of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. He's been in the business for 34 years. He's done over 200 projects in the United States, Canada, the Caribbean. He did Fox Hills Golf Course in 2022, third place in Golf Inc. Best New Golf Course Redevelopment in the World behind Jose Maria Olazabal and Gil Hans. Very good company there. Coral Creek Golf Course, the 2016 runner-up Best Golf Course Redevelopment in the World by Golf Inc. That was in Colorado. That's where the Coral Creek Golf Course is. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. I do have to tell him that I was talking to him on the phone. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kevin.
Danielle, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you know, when I said Coral Creek here, Coral Creek is a flood control project, the golf course. We have our own Coral Creek right down the road.
We do.
Yes.
There's probably two of them in the whole world, so I guess that's both of them.
So, and your current projects, I don't know how to pronounce this. Chifunka Golf Club in Louisiana?
Yep, Chifunka.
Chifunka.
It's a private club kind of on the outskirts of New Orleans. Yeah, obviously there's some pretty significant flood and drainage issues there. It seems like everywhere we look, we're actually below sea level, so it makes it interesting.
I bet. And then there's Bella Rosa Golf Club in Colorado that you're working on still, right?
Yep, working on that now, yeah.
Galena Golf Club in Illinois, Pleasant View Golf Club in Wisconsin, Wood Creek Golf Club in California. Do any of these have, like, something in common that pulled you into doing them?
You know, I don't know that, I mean, they're all obviously all over the country, and that sort of comes with the territory. I think as golf course architects, we kind of have to go where the work is. I think there's, you know, maybe the Chifuncta project and the two projects we just won awards for, all three, Bull Creek, those are all, you know, flood or stormwater management projects. The Bull Creek project was actually after the big storm there in 2013, they used to be a place, I mean, it literally... 11 inches of rain, and the rain actually cut a new creek channel through the golf course, so it actually realigned the creek. And Phoenix Deep in with some funding, and we did about a $5.5 million restoration of the golf course. So this is actually, you know, kind of disaster relief, whereas Chifuncta and Como and Columbia, those were really proactively sort of addressing flood and stormwater issues. I think what's happening, you know, today, really around the world, I think, is that climate change, these storms are becoming more frequent and more severe, and municipalities and watershed districts are really looking for places to put the water, and how do we treat the water, how do we store the water. And so we see this a lot. They come to us, or the owners of the golf course come to us and see, we're working with the watershed district, and they're wondering if there's some place on the golf course we can store water and we can help them. And that's really what, you know, really Como and Columbia, both of those are in Minnesota, but that's what we want to do with these projects. Involved was really looking at helping solve a stormwater management issue.
Kevin Norby is golf course architect, owner of Norby Golf Course Design. And the American Society of Golf Course Architects announced their 2022 Environmental Excellence Awards. Their honorees, five, Brookline Golf Course, Columbia Golf Course, Como Golf Course, Las Piedras, that was in Uruguay, and Union League National Golf Club in New Jersey. So the beauty, I was reading this release from the ASGCA, and I was like, oh, my goodness, Mr. Norby has won two of the five recognized, Columbia Golf Course in Minneapolis and Como Golf Course in St. Paul, Minnesota. So, as you say, both in Minnesota, is the problem of water, sometimes the lack thereof, and sometimes just too much of it, going to be a real issue for golf course architects, for golf course owners, as we go into the next 5, 10, 100 years?
Well, I think certainly water is probably the number one issue that not just golf courses, but I think, a lot of people are going to face. I mean, how do you, like you say, you either have too much water or you don't have enough water. There are places that, you know, as you know, I think I heard the fact the other day, somebody was saying that 75% of the United States is in a drought. You know, here in the Midwest, we're in the middle of a drought. We have a lot of water. We have, you know, Minnesota's the land of 10,000 lakes and probably 40,000 potholes, you know, prairie potholes, and we have large aquifers, so we have lots of water, but that's not the case for everybody. And so a part of our, you know, job as golf course architects is to help owners understand how to deal with water, whether that's flooding or stormwater, or how to minimize water usage. either by designing new irrigation systems or recapturing water that's used for irrigation. So that it's a huge issue. I mean, right now, labor is a big issue, but on a macro scale, I would have to say that water is the number one issue we're all going to be facing in the coming years or decades.
Exactly. I'm glad you put it that way. You know, this is just an aside, but I've always thought to myself, we hear about these places that are just inundated, you know, water up to the roof from these incredible storms that are just dumping this. Why can't we, like, make a piping system that can take that water and funnel it over, you know, kind of like oil pipelines? We need water pipelines for reclaimed water from storms and send it to wherever they need it to grow food. You know, I always think of California, where, you know, the breadbasket of, or not the breadbasket, but the fruit basket of the a vegetable basket, whatever. They grow an awful lot that we depend on. And they're running out of water. So, interesting. And a lot of people are upset with golf courses because it's like, what are you using? This is a terrible misuse of water. But your superintendents, they're really stewards of the land, and they know something about that, don't they? Tell us about the role the superintendent plays with the golf course architect.
Well, I think golf courses sometimes, maybe to people who don't really understand. I mean, all they see is green grass, and they believe that that's a waste of resources or a waste of water. But golf courses provide, you know, a lot of benefits. I mean, number one, it's a quality of life. So it's people like to be outdoors. They like to be recreating. But golf courses also provide habitat. They preserve open space. As we were just talking, they provide a place to for water to percolate back into the soil. I think what people see is green beans, but the guys that actually take care of the golf course, that is the superintendent, I always make the point that these are highly educated and highly trained individuals. They're not just people, you know, who are asked to go out there and, you know, mow grass. They actually have to go to school to get a degree. Once they get the degree, they have to do continuing education in order to renew their license. They have to have licenses in order to apply fungicides or apply fertilizer. And I always make the point that, you know, the average homeowner just goes over to the hardware store, buys a couple bags of fertilizer, takes out his spreader and, you know, starts putting it down and really has no idea what rate he's putting it down. It ends up out in the curb, it ends up out in the street, and gets washed down into the storm sewer system. Superintendents, on the other hand, I mean, they're on a budget, so they're not looking to waste any fertilizer whatsoever, and so they tend to put it on in small amounts and frequently. That way, there isn't any runoff and there isn't any damage for the environment. So I would say that, you know, that by and large, I mean, golf courses are actually really good for the environment because they provide a number of benefits, and the people that take care of them and the people that own them are truly concerned about the environment. Here in Minneapolis or in Minnesota, and actually a number of states around the country, are proactively putting together integrated pest management plans and plans to deal with water in the coming decades. And so what we're seeing is that superintendents and the golf industry in general are trying to get out in front of this issue. They know it's coming. They know it's going to be an issue. And so they're putting together plans for their own facilities and for facilities statewide or nationwide to deal with water usage and fish management and nutrients, fungicides, and the kinds of things that people put on their lawns.
Right. Right. And we have got a scarcity of fertilizer now. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, what we have to remember is some of the ancient golf courses, I call them ancient, they're not really ancient, but one of the ones that comes to mind is St. Andrews. And St. Andrews, when we see it on television, isn't always green. You know, it is what it is. You get what you get. The only thing that's green would be the greens. How was that managed, you know, 100, 200 years ago? Do we have records?
Well, when golf originally started, when golf originally started, it was really just pasture, and it was the shepherds that were herding their sheep, you know, were out there, and in order to kill time, they were just, you know, knocking a rock around with a stick, and then they decided to create a series of holes or a series of locations, you know, and so, you know, this was just pasture grass, and of course, golf started along the coast and along the Lynx land, and so that would be fescue, which is a very drought-tolerant grass, doesn't really need water, and so as golf courses, you know, grew in popularity, then people started trying different kinds of grasses, and of course the turf grass developers, you know, started looking at other grasses that might green up sooner or might, you know, be tolerant of a lower cutting height. And that's sort of how we got to where we are today. Now, in the UK and in Scotland and Ireland, for instance, they're still, you know, primarily using fescue for their fairways. In the United States, because of our varied climate, we use fescue, but we also use Bermuda grass, depending on where you're located, or another grass called zoysia, or if you're in Hawaii, you might use paspalum, which has, you know, salt tolerant. It is a salt-tolerant grass. We're seeing right now, actually, a pretty big move towards regrassing golf courses, so trying to eliminate some of those higher-maintenance, darker green grasses and going to grasses that are a little more off-color. You probably heard the adage here over the last few years that brown is the new green. And
right.
So the golf industry as a whole, I think, is moving in that direction of trying to be more sustainable, more environmentally conscious, and so looking to grasses that maybe don't require as much water or as much fertilizer or as much, you know, management or inputs, labor inputs as well.
Yeah, all of that plays a big factor in you know, in today's world, in particular, when we don't have the numbers of people who want to work or something, I always wonder where they went. It's like we have this shortage. We didn't have a shortage before, at least it didn't seem like that. I was really going through some of the things that you've written about, and one of, I believe that a properly designed golf course can provide an enjoyable experience for the average golfer, while at the same time offer the challenge and strategy that a more skilled golfer seeks. And I like your philosophy, understanding the nuances of C.B. McDonald or Rayner, their template holes, McKenzie's lines of play, or Tillinghast's intricate greens and master bunkers is important when a private club is trying to differentiate their facility and increase or preserve membership. Respecting the unique heritage of the course can be critical in creating a successful renovation. You put a lot of thought, as I'm sure all the golf course architects do, into keeping what you see basically in place and just creating a golf course within that, rather than moving earth.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, so that statement, which you're reading off of my website, is, you know, was something that after 33 years of being in the business and thinking about this, I mean, you know, early on in my career, I made some mistakes and you know, it was a learning curve, but you know, today, I think it is. A lot of it's about the environment. A lot of it is about respecting what was already there or what the land gives you. It's certainly less expensive to build a golf course if you don't have to move a lot of dirt, if you don't change drainage patterns, if you can work with the existing topography and the existing vegetation. You know, as soon as you put a bulldozer or a scraper out there, a big piece of equipment out there, you change the structure of the soil, and it makes it really difficult to grow grass, and it makes it difficult for water to soak back into the ground, which is what it's supposed to do. And so, So the more we can, I guess I'll say, tread lightly on the landscape as we're working on these holes, even if it's an existing golf course. We just finished a renovation of a A.W. Tillinghast course, Golden Valley Country Club. And, you know, what's interesting is that, I mean, that course is 100 years old. And so it's got 100 years of soil structure. It's got 100 years of nutrients stored in the soil. And if you go out there with a bulldozer and you start, you know, changing things, then all of a sudden you have drainage problems where there wasn't a drainage problem. And so it's really trying to be respectful of the, you know, the old masters, the original architect and his vision, but also trying to, you know, not spend any more money than we need to spend, right? And so if we can sort of work in within the context of the site and what we've been given, it's less expensive to build, it's less expensive to maintain, it'll cost less money for the golfer to play and enjoy it. So it's really, you know, you just sort of, after 30-some years, you sort of figure this out. You know, right way and a wrong way to do it.
Yeah, as you write, and it's on your website, yes, it's Norby Golf Course Design, and I'm speaking with Kevin Norby, golf course architect, who won two ASGCA 2022 Environmental Excellence Awards for his work. He writes, "Lastly, we believe that there exists a strong relationship between the natural and the built environment, and that a well-designed golf course should respond to the existing site and blend easily into the surrounding landscape using the natural drainage patterns, preserving existing vegetation, and minimizing earth moving results in a course which is less expensive to construct, less costly to maintain, and one that is more aesthetically pleasing to the eye." That pretty much sums it all up, you know. It's respecting the land. If we don't take care of what we call in Hawaii the aina and realize that, you know, we came from it, we're going to go back to it, you know, we're doomed. We're lucky to be here. You know, planet Earth is a wonderful place. I thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me, and we'll have to talk again. Kevin Norby, golf course architect, owner Norby Golf Course Design. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Danielle.
Aloha. Thank you to our sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store. It's right next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwile. You'll find all the Aloha Power Equipment you need. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators. And almost more importantly, you'll find the manufacturer that you want, because they're all there. And each manufacturer has their own section. So you, whatever you want, steel, go to, you know, they've got the steel section. So you can, Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu is also still there. It's the mega store on Iwile, in Iwile, on Alakava, next door to the Costco gas station. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. MD Restoration, hit by a flood, hey, could come from inside the house or out, you know, outside the house. It doesn't have to be a flood from outside. You can have a pipe go. Fire damage, yeah, you want all of that put back together again, but you need help first and foremost. MD Restoration is on it. Disaster strikes anytime, you just give them a call. Call MD Restoration. First remediation, they'll do the cleanup, and then, because they're licensed contractors, they can do your repairs. Their number is 528-3434. And we're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA. A PGA of America member takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA. It's like a certification, because they love the game, they love sharing their knowledge, and they love teaching. Call the Aloha Section, 593 2230. CyPack for cybersecurity. Indeed, we all need that today. And they're right here in Hawaii. So it's somebody who's here in the islands, knows the islands, and you can be comfortable with them. Just give them a call if you need any help, you think something's gone amiss. I've heard they've even helped people who were scammed with those cards, you know, those gift card scams that have been going around. So CyPack for cybersecurity for your company, your nonprofit, any organization or private person, CyPack is an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Online, the number is 861-9595. Online at CyPack.com. So you know it's all 808 in front of that, right? And if you're stumped, you don't know what to give a great friend, a gift, Poipu Bay gift certificates. We just gave one away, two of them, and we'll do it again. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. RadioGolfClub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.